Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
I'm up on that to get some. I'm up on that to the sun. I'm up on Mexican lucky. You see, I'm up on Mexican lucky, girl.
My cousin was just saying, what's he saying? Mexican lucky? Yeah. I go, that's what we say.
Up on Mexican lucky.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Is it time? It is. Okay, here we go.
Ho! Make it rain on them hoes.
Make it rain.
I'll make it rain on them hoes.
I'm going down to Cali.
Cali, I'm going back to Cali.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Okay, that was
really
fun.
That was supposed to be short.
he goes to me beforehand. He's like, any requests? I'm like, I'll make it kind of short today.
Ooh,
I'm hot. I know, now I'm sweating. Whew. I wonder if my Apple Watch says I got a workout on that one.
Did
nope.
you?
Nope.
Nothing?
Check your my beats rate. I know, I should. Hold on, let me check my beats per minute. Where's that? I don't know. I might not be able to do this right now.
It's not that hard. It's there.
Not that hard.
1,000 beats per minute. Okay, this might be goodbye. So Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Nugget Markets. It is Friday. Oh, 97. That's my heart rate right now. That's my crazy jumping around the studio heart
Wow.
rate. I know.
That's not that bad.
I know. I figured it would be like 150.
Hey,
yes,
real
Hooman.
Quickly,
oh,
go to the Alice973 Instagram. I posted a picture of our incredible senior vice president's last day in the building.
Oh, Susan Larkin, good luck in New York. You will be highly missed.
Rip it up, Susan.
Go kill it.
Don't forget us.
The bad picture picker strikes again.
Oh, no, Vinny. Is it a bad one of you?
And you.
Oh, great.
Oh, but does Hooman look good?
Yeah,
of course.
It was
probably the best one of Hooman. I mean, let's face it.
Though. Side view.
He was so late that she took like 50 of them.
He's hiding his gut behind Vaughn.
You look. We wish you all the best, Susan.
You look fine, Ben. I've seen worse pictures of you.
It's just so blurry.
I know.
Well, at least both
Susan
my eyes
looks
are closed.
Good.
Well, we got to give you something to complain about. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Thank you, Hooman.
Or
right.
you can do your job and pick the best
do your
picture.
Job. Do your job for once.
Jesus Damn. Christ.
Wow, you're in a great mood. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday.
That's 67 miles talking.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:38 and it is Friday morning. And summer's here. Forget spring. It's just, we just jumped right into summer. It's going to be another hot day. Yeah, excellent job on the montage today, Brent.
Thank you so much.
650 says, dancing in my kitchen with just a t-shirt on to the montage. 302 says, no fair you doing the Friday montage and we don't get to see you dancing around. It's just not the same without the cameras on. When will they be fixed?
Well, the engineer was just in here.
We're trying to get him fixed.
Vaughn I look at Vaughn and he raises hands like, ah.
Right.
Yeah, it's an IP thing, a switch over from the old company to the new company servers, stuff like that.
Susan, but, we're going to need you to fix that before you leave today.
Yeah, before you leave today.
Yeah, right.
Remind you.
She's already long gone.
Even though the looking glass was down, though, Scott Caporal's appearance was on Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
And so
the cameras are still working? But it's only working on Facebook for some reason, not on the network.
And we can't do the whole show because of our third-party
audio. Yeah, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
415 says that Friday month, it must have been a long one, took me all the way from Novato High to Black Point and is still going.
That was.
It was a nice long one. Ooh. Oh, it's a good one. Bryn goes, he checked his heart rate during it too, and he said his was up over 100. And he's just sitting there. He's like, because I get so like wound up. I'm like, oh, you know what would be good? Let me find that real quick. And
even though I'm just sitting here, I'm stressing, guys. Won't let you know. Working hard.
All right, this part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health Outside Lands 2018.
Oh, yeah.
August 10th through the 12th, in Golden Gate Park. Eager Beaver tickets are gone. They went on sale yesterday at 10 o'clock. There's like two Eager
sold
Beaver,
out.
Leisure Beaver. Everything's all sold out. So now we're waiting on the announcement of the bands, which I think we're doing Tuesday.
Right.
And after that, there'll be regular, once you know, single day tickets. As you know the lineup, you'll be able to get those. However, right now we have some tickets for you before we even announce the bands. Caller number 97 wins a pair of 3-day general admission tickets to the 2018 Outside Lands Festival, 800-400-3697. Call now. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. Here's what's happening. So this weekend is Easter, everyone. Also, yesterday, Major League Baseball started the season, and the A's and Giants are undefeated.
Oh,
so congratulations.
Great. Congratulations.
Incredible.
Let's keep that streak going.
And March Madness begins again tomorrow at 3 o'clock with two games in a row there. So
all right.
That should take you into the evening hours. Should be fun. I'm sure the bars will be going crazy.
Yes. Okay. For more than just that it's Friday.
Well, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's when both games are happening?
Yeah.
For more than that, it's just Saturday.
Right.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy. I am.
I know. She came in here a second ago and goes, God, I just love singing. And I was like, who pulled her string?
It wasn't about that. We were talking about how we were all ramped up for the because of the montage. I was like, God, this is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, you know, you get like singing and dancing.
There, that's it. Someone pulled her string.
That and she's hopped up on the Cinnabon.
Yeah. That is true.
Oh,
give me some
true.
Some of that Cinnabon.
Pulse gunman's widow has been found not guilty of aiding in the attack that killed 49 people. Omar Mateen was the terrorist that opened fire on a nightclub in Florida. His wife, Noor Salman, they say, knew about and aided in the attack. And she's not guilty. She's been found not guilty and is hopping a plane back here, I think, to the Bay Area.
Yeah, isn't she from Vallejo or something?
I think she's from somewhere. I thought it was the East Bay.
Or Benicia.
But, something. Yeah, she's from around here, and she's got a kid here, a five-year-old, and plans to be celebrating Easter with him this weekend. They say she's hopping the fastest plane back to California to reunite with her five-year-old son.
Wow.
So... the prosecutors are saying she was part of his mission, scouting locations, knew he was buying ammo for his AR-15 in preparation for his jihad.
Yeah, because people need those.
She knew he had a sick fascination with violent jihadi videos and more. And yet the defense says she has a low IQ and uses the internet for Hello Kitty videos.
Their defense was she's too stupid to help with this.
That's...
And she was like, yeah, no, I am. I'm wicked stupid. Yeah. Yeah, I'm dummy. Okay, I got to go now.
She was easily manipulated woman with a low IQ. And when they looked up in her search engines, they found Hello Kitty. She's not someone who's looking at these jihad videos. She looks at Hello Kitty stuff.
And does what her husband tells her. That's an interesting defense.
Oh, people.
It worked. She's off the hook.
Uh-huh.
There's Hello Kitty, everyone.
I'm familiar. I like Hello Kitty. I mean, I can't say I've ever watched a video online, but it's awful cute when I see it like on a little purse or something. I'm like, oh, look at that. It's adorable.
People are saying she's from Rodeo.
Oh.
Oh.
Which is towards Venetia.
A California judge has ruled that coffee sellers in the state should post cancer warnings because the brew may contain an ingredient that's a known carcinogen.
Just who cares? Let them post it.
Don't take the coffee.
They're not going to take it away. Don't worry. You can still do it.
I know, but you know, if you know that it's causing you cancer.
Well, they're going to get sued because they're saying that this carcinogen is proved to cause cancer like in rats or something, but it's never been done in human studies, and you can't be putting a warning, blah 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 blah. Get, just put whatever you want on it. Put this will kill you right on the thing. I'm like, okay, well, something's gonna.
The culprit is a chemical produced in the bean roasting process, they say, and Starbucks and others in the industry say it's too low to be harmful.
They say, because they want to sell you a cup of coffee.
Right, without having a warning on it.
I don't care if there's a warning on it. Drinking my coffee. Because otherwise, I mean, like, what good is life without coffee? I mean...
It does. Just... It is good.
Just, yeah.
I like it a lot.
Oh, that first sip in the morning.
I know. Oh, the whole process.
It's like a party in
the
your
The whole
mouth.
Thing.
Yeah.
You hear it brewing.
Yeah.
Oh. You hear the ding go off and it's ready.
Oh, here I come. Yeah.
I get
a giant mug.
Big bowl mugs.
Oh,
that
me
I
too.
Use.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I love a big... Just give it to me. Suck that down.
I have to drop an ice cube in it, but you know.
Well, you don't. It's because you don't put milk in it. I put a little splash of milk in, and then it's delicious. All cooled right down to the right temperature. Mm.
A new survey found 69% of Americans have gotten it on somewhere risky. Hmm. 52% have done it in the last year.
Define risky. Like outside somewhere where you could get, is that what it is, where you could get caught or where like,
sure.
Or are they talking risky like on the edge of a cliff?
Outdoors, in the car, they say. This says the kitchen.
The back of a
How is that
motorcycle.
Risky?
Oh.
Their roommate's bed.
I think your cousin just said he did it here in the building. They did it here. They did it.
Maybe today. Maybe today.
God. Oh.
Yuzi's cousin's here, everybody.
My cousin JJ and his wife Lethy.
You can't see because the cameras are down. But.
Yeah. All the offices, though, have windows, JJ.
Yeah, just go for it. There's no one here yet. Go in that office.
I
right
guess
over
we
there.
Could set them up in Studio D.
There's only one bed. There's only that.
Oh, Studio D.
Are we encouraging this right now?
Sure, why not?
Just so happened.
He's all geared up for the Giants, but yeah. And I was like, oh, they must be going, oh, wait, they're playing down south, right?
Yeah, they're in
There's
LA.
There's no game today.
Nope. We're going to hang around the city today. They're going to go see, I got him a room at the Fairmont San Francisco.
Oh,
they're going to go see John Lovitz tonight.
Oh.
What's
fun. So, yeah. So they're going to have a good... Oh, yeah, it's their anniversary weekend.
Well, congratulations.
How many years?
One.
They made it through one.
One? And they still seem happy.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's good.
Getting along.
They're happy people. Aw.
Aww.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, it's right down there. I can see into it from here. Go ahead. Don't break anything.
76% of people say they did it outdoors. That's their risky spot. 68 in the car. You've done both of those, correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
Those don't seem all that risky.
The kitchen? I don't know, I don't even understand that.
Well, there's knives.
A roommate's bed?
Ugh. Ugh.
Has your boy asked the people that he was living with if they'd been using his bed while he would be home?
He tells me all funny stories, but I haven't heard anything about anyone banging in his bed.
Okay.
I'll let you know if that changes.
46% have done it on the beach, hiking trail.
The beach is risky. One grain of sand. Rest stop, huh? You just
rest
couldn't,
stop.
Like we had to pull over.
Maybe you're on a drive home from a party or something.
Sure.
It's got to happen now.
I got to get you right now.
Sometimes you do have that feeling.
I might die if it doesn't happen right now.
Do you crack your knuckles?
I do. I yank out my fingers.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Not all the time, but.
Oh, no, you're doing it.
You know who does it is Bryn.
I do it too.
I do, yes.
Bryn does not just his knuckles. He does his knees, his ankles, his neck, his back, his elbows.
You noticed that, huh?
Yeah, you're always walking around crackling something. I'm always like, did he just break?
Have you ever feared that it Oh, your eye is so much better.
It's almost 100%.
You look great.
I'm trying.
You're so handsome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for raising me up.
We'll raise you up.
You ever worry about, have you ever heard that rumor that it causes arthritis?
Yes, I have.
And have you worried that that's the case?
I mean, that's a small worry in my mind, but, you know, it needs to crack.
You can't just leave it.
It's like a relief.
Mm-hmm. It is.
If you've ever seen, I've definitely seen an old person with like that rheumatoid arthritis where their hands are just mangled and big old swollen knuckles.
It's so awful.
Oh, it just makes you think, ugh.
I know. My great-grandma, they almost look bruised. Like they were just like claws that because she couldn't touch anything with them or you know. Even to hold stuff was like super hard and just like, I hope the crack and knuckles thing isn't the problem.
Last fall, a group of researchers at Stanford University in California finally decided to figure out what's with this knuckle cracking stuff.
Right.
What they found was it's a bunch of microscopic bubbles that build up in between your knuckles, and when you crack them, you're just popping those. So that what they say is, there's now scientific proof that cracking your knuckles almost definitely won't increase your risk of arthritis.
Fantastic.
The people of Stanford have spoken.
Crack away, people. That's
God,
some serious
I do that
cracking.
And I don't.
But to hear someone else do it.
And in your headphones, that's tough.
Tiny bubbles form when we move our joints. And so when you pop a bunch of them at once, it makes that cracking your
knuckles
sound.
Bubbles of, like, lymph? Like, what are these bubbles of? Blood? Cartilage bubbles? It's weird.
Why don't you tell us? You always know stuff.
I don't know.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Bursa?
Yeah, isn't that with, like, the little bursa sacs that you have all around your joints?
I have no idea.
The research department doesn't seem to care.
So. Yeah, I'm not even moving. I'm not even turning around to look it up.
707 says.
I was trying to cue it up, but never mind.
Too late. You missed out on tiny bubbles.
I know. I always said, that's a song, Brent.
No, I have it right here. I was like, where's the exact? Never mind.
En Vogue is only three members now. Two of them are original.
Oh.
Everyone.
Well, they sound great.
There used to be four original.
En Vogue had a big contentious breakup, according to another texter.
Oh. That's nice. Oh. Your sister-in-law is totally singing it. Vinny, you're missing the show in the other room. And Vogue.
408 says, totally relating to Scott this morning. My dad left my mom when I was 2 for our babysitter, and we had to move from Marin to Redwood City to some single mom's apartments.
Oh, my God.
And I, too, got a half-brother out of the deal. Fun show today.
Oh, memories.
Thanks, Alice family.
I thought that not only was it super funny that he wound up having to tell those stories, but I thought Edson was great today. He just sits and hangs back and goes, don't say that.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, he took the whole thing the direction it went.
More Edson. And we're going to need a couple minutes with Edson alone before the appearance begins. I think that that's what worked out nicely for us.
Exactly right.
Honey, don't talk about that.
415 says, sadly, En Vogue kicked out the best singer, Don Robinson, and they haven't been good since.
Well, that's too bad. This new record sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I usually listen to the podcast, so I haven't heard the Friday montage in a while. I happened to catch the live show today. The Friday montage has turned into quite the event. LOL. Yes.
It was quite a long one this time.
More text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.